All right. Tap here. Okay. Here we go. I think I'm doing it here. Okay. Okay, guys, welcome Con to the Conservative Mama Life vlog. What's up? Okay, so did you guys watch Trump's? Did you watch the CPAC speech? Let me hear your thoughts. I'm reading your comments right now. This is Conservative Mama. And we are doing a live vlog. It is March 1st, 2021, and President Trump spoke at CPAC yesterday. I missed him, guys. I'm gonna be like a lame-o here, but I got a little verklempt when he took the stage. I realized I mean, clearly we need him, but he is our leadership right now as a Republican conservative party. Like, he is our leadership. You look at the Democrats, they have no leadership. They literally have no leadership. Democrats have no leadership right now. Biden doesn't even know when he's got his mask on or not. So clearly they've got their own issues. So we had Trump MIA for like what? How I don't even know how long. It was just too much. And so finally he takes the stage. And it's like, okay, what's he gonna say? And he let people have it, man. He went after the rhinos, the Cheneys, gosh, Mitt Romney, Kinsinger. That, well, who is that guy? I don't even, is it Adam Kinsinger? He's out in Illinois. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Like, it's like career political suicide. If you don't support Trump and you're in the Republican Party, it's like, I'm done. I don't understand the logic behind Liz Cheney doing what Liz Cheney's doing right now at all. Like, there's no, like, that makes sense. I can see your point of view. I have no idea why she's doing what she's doing. I think maybe she wants out. Maybe she's like, I'm good. I'm out. So he went after them. He went after the Supreme Court, which I absolutely love. The Supreme Court, listen. If the Supreme Court can't hear prop like hearings and stuff on our elections, if they're not gonna give any kind of a election integrity, anything that's being raised, if they're not gonna listen to that, then when would you listen to it? If you're not gonna listen to it now, what are you gonna listen to it next election? That doesn't make any sense. We need the problem solved now. We have clear problems. We have problems with mail-in voting. We have problems with dead people voting. We have problems with people that don't even live at addresses. I mean, Steven Crowder put out like they had people voting in intersections. Like, that's an issue. We have a problem. We have a problem with legislatures that are supposed to make the election laws and rules. They were completely overridden by attorney generals and secretaries of state. That's unconstitutional. And so the fact that our Supreme Court would not hear that is just like, who are you? Like, what purpose are you serving? Because so many people are not going to trust the vote, clearly. So a lot of this vote crap has to come back to states, conservative states. That's why it was funny. We saw Georgia. Georgia made some like hard calls today. Like, legislator, they put in some boundaries on election integrity. And these people like show up. Democrats show up at the Capitol, and they're like really pissed off about it. And it's funny because I'm like, why? Like, why are you so mad that we're making sure that like legal votes are counted? Like, why would you have an issue with that? And they're like outraged. That says so much. If you have a problem with people making sure that our elections are full of integrity, if you have a problem with making sure that only legal votes are counted, maybe you're cheating. I mean, maybe you're cheating. So I gotta find that video because it's really, I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so Trump, he came out. And I loved it. He said, we knew it was going to be bad, but we didn't know it was going to be this bad this fast, right? Like, I think we all knew that Biden was going to be like an absolute train wreck, but we had no idea like how like they'd be coming in like hot. Like, they came in like leftist communism. We're taking this country down as fast as possible, hot. And so a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, like we thought you were going to pace yourselves. You're just not even, there's no, just, you're just going full steam. Let's run us into the ground as fast as possible and hand the keys to China. Is that okay? I guess that's a plan. So that's what they're doing. And it's hard to watch. I mean, if you're a conservative, if you, not even if you're conservative, if you love freedom, Right. If you love freedom, if you love America, if you love the fact that, you know, we're a sovereign nation, this hurts. And being a biological woman, what I'm witnessing hurts as well. And we'll talk about that in a second. He also said the best is still yet to come. The best is still yet to come. I believe that. I really believe that. I believe this is going to be a little dark moment here. And it's going to get dark. Like, let's just brace yourselves. It's going to get dark. It's going to get a lot darker, but it's going to get better. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I know that's like, what? Rachel, what are you saying? I'm scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. We have God. We have Jesus. So no fear. Okay. What did he say? Oh, okay. So this is what's awesome about Trump. I would love to see him run in 2024 because I love Trump. I love somebody that just, you know, says F you to the communists, to the socialists, to the terrible globalists out there that want to destroy America. Trump does that, right? He's like, no, you're not taking us. You're America first. I love this country. And so it was awesome to see the president take the stage and talk about how much he loves America, because we haven't seen that, right? We've seen America last over the last, you know, two months here. So it's like, oh my gosh. But I really think that he's going to play the kingmaker role over this next, you know, 2 years, because he's going to be tapping people for these midterms. Like, I like you. You'd be great to fill Kinzinger's seats. Hey, I like you too. You could take Liz Cheney's spot. I like you. You could take Murkowski, okay? Collins, take her spot. Like, he's going to be tapping people to fill these rhinos' spots. And it's going to be awesome to watch. Sometimes that role is more fun than actually being president. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to end up doing. My advice to him would be don't tell us. Don't tell us. Keep people guessing as long as possible, especially keep the Democrats guessing as long as possible. Like, make them just freak out for a while. So I would be just, you know, dropping little pebbles along the way just to scare them. So, that's what I would do. Also, Trump topped the CPAC poll for president in 2024. Ron DeSantis took second. And I really like Ron DeSantis. I really do. I really like him. I think he's bold. He's refreshing. He's similar to Trump. He goes right at the media. Like, he doesn't play the games. He just takes it straight to him, which is just, I love it. And this is what I love. This is just a side note. I know people, I have friends that are currently in Florida right now. And I know some of them, didn't vote for President Trump. They instead voted for Biden. And I think it's funny because it's like, oh, so you're going to leave communist run Colorado to freedom loving Florida. Can you not connect the dots? Like, if you are a liberal or a progressive or a leftist, communist, socialist, whatever, and you are fleeing your liberal leftist communist run state to a freedom loving state for vacation, to just enjoy freedom, you might want to just check yourself. Might want to just pump the brakes, press pause, and think, maybe I don't support the policies I thought I supported. Like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was wrong, because I'm like, I'm actually entertained by it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, like, really? Like, you know, you don't get it? Like, you can't, you don't see it? At some point, they've got to see it. At some point, if you're leaving, like, communist Colorado to go to, or communist California to go vacation in a freedom-loving state, you might have to say, maybe freedom's a good thing. Maybe I do like choice over control. Maybe I'll vote differently. I mean, at some point you have to realize that this filters into politics. This filters into how states are run, how policies are run. This filters into the educational system. This filters into the economy. This filters into foreign policy. It filters, okay? How you vote affects our world. Put the two together. Like, I saw some of that stuff, some of these posts, and I was like, that's funny. Like, that's funny. I'm glad you're there. Enjoy it. Really, enjoy the freedom. Maybe vote for it next time. Here's a thought. Maybe vote for it next time. Oh my gosh. Okay. So there's a crisis at the border, in case you guys haven't noticed. And this morning I wake up to a text, but I think Daily Caller put it out. And it's the new Department of Homeland Security, whoever he is. Let's find out his name just to get it right for news purposes, for factual purposes. Director of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Okay. The guy looked nervous as anything standing in front of getting questioned by, I think it was a Fox News reporter. Let's just roll it. I have the clip. Let's play it. You guys see that? It's fun. Watch this.
Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no. I think there is a challenge at the border that we are managing, and we have our resources dedicated to managing it.
And so a lot of the things that you are talking about, you admit, take some time to implement. But right now, you've got about 200 migrant children crossing the border every single day. CBP projected a peak of 13,000 unaccompanied children in the month of May, according to a report in Axios. What is being done between now and then when you're able to implement all the things that you're talking about that you say will take time?
Let me answer that question with tremendous pride. The men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are working over the clock 7 days a week to ensure that we do not have a crisis at the border, that we manage the challenge, as acute as the challenge is, and they are not doing it alone. This is a challenge that the border communities, the non-governmental organizations, the people who care for individuals seeking humanitarian relief, all understand it is an imperative. Everyone understands what occurred before us, what we need to do now, and we are getting it done.
Respectfully, sir, though, one of your predecessors, Jay Johnson, he said that 1,000 illegal border crossings a day constitutes a crisis, that it overwhelms the system. We're at between 3,000 and 4,000 now, according to CBP officials. So how is this not a crisis?
I have explained that quite clearly. We are challenged at the border. The men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are meeting that challenge. It is a stressful challenge, and that is why, quite frankly, we are working as hard as we are, not only in addressing the urgency of the challenge, but also in building the capacity to manage it and to meet our humanitarian aspirations and execution of the president's vision.
Go ahead, Ashley. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Do you believe...
Okay, so if you got 3,000 to 4,000 illegal immigrants crossing the border a day, you've got a crisis at the border. Like, crisis at the border happening right now. 200 minors a day crossing our border. Why? Why is this happening? Well, let me answer that question for you. It's happening because when the Biden administration stepped in, they said, you know what? We're not going to enforce current immigration law. We're not going to do it. Like, we're not going to do it. If you say that, I don't know, people in other countries south of the border, or even let's say north in Canada, are going to be like, hey, let's cross the border because they're not enforcing immigration laws. And why are they doing this? Like, no, really, tell me why. I'm going to tell you why. They're doing this because they have to. Okay? They have to. They have to do this because they need the votes. They need to break our system. Let's just break it down really quick. I'm not going to take too much longer, but let's just break it down. Communism, socialism, and globalism need open borders. They need open borders. They cannot survive and push the ideologies that they want to push if we have sovereignty in nations, right? So they have to have open borders in order to implement this crap, because they need people to come across the border. They need them to become dependent upon the government here. They need to then ask the taxpayer to help these people out that have become dependent, which then slowly breaks down the taxpayer. And then they say, oh my gosh, Capitalism is failing us. Oh my gosh, we need globalism. We need the elite few to come in and save this terrible situation that's happening, that they've created. Okay, this is all part of their plan. This is all part of it. This is what they have to do. So, crisis at the border happening now, but nobody's talking about it. Mainstream media is not covering it because the cages built by Obama have now been turned into storage containers. Literally, storage containers now instead of cages, and nobody's saying anything. That's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. If you're putting people in storage containers, that's a problem. You know what? We could stop all of this by saying, hey, you know what? We're going to enforce our current immigration laws. We're going to make sure that you come into this country legally. We're going to make sure that the people crossing our border have good intentions. We have no idea out of the 3,000 to 4,000 that are crossing our border, they could be rapists, sex traffickers, gang members, drug dealers. We have no idea. We have no idea. We have no idea. But these rich celebrities that are all for open borders, they've got nice borders around their houses and walls. Got a border around the Capitol in D.C. right now. They're all about walls and borders now around to protect themselves, not to protect you, right? They don't want you protected. They don't want your kids protected. It's ridiculous. So anyways, just remember that. The simplest way to think about this is look at the ideologies that support open borders. Communism, socialism, and globalism. You're not going to meet a capitalist. You're not going to meet a freedom-loving American that's like, hey, yeah, let's open up our borders and just destroy our economy. You're not. Okay. So I'm going to close it down with, I did say I was going to mention women. You know, I had a thought this morning. We're always talking about, you know, this whole Equality Act that the House passed that just basically erodes, just destroys the biological women, just completely takes me off the map. I mean, just erases me, my girls. They don't count. They, you know, just it's forcing women, biological women, to undress in locker rooms in front of biological men. It allows biological men to enter battered women's shelters. It allows biological men to compete against biological women in sports. It forces churches, Christian schools, Catholic schools to undergo this equality, transgender whole ideology that gender is fluid and it goes completely against biblical teaching. And I have an issue with that because I'm a Bible-believing Christian. And I'm telling you right now, as this gets more crazy, you're going to have to ask yourself, I get, like, there's a lot of people that follow me. You're like, I'm not a Christian, Rachel. I am not anything. Got it. I get it. But you've got to be able to hold on to something. You've got to have some kind of anchor. A lot of people anchor themselves to the Constitution. They want if it's not in the Constitution, we don't support it. Constitution is forever, right? It's not interpreted. It doesn't change over time. It is what it is. And I anchor myself in the Bible. The Bible is what it is. I believe it's the Word of God. I believe it's Holy Spirit inspired. And God made us male and female. And we were created in the image of God. Jeremiah 1:5, God knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. So he formed us, right? And the creator of the universe does not form something that's not perfect, okay? Because he is perfect. He is perfection. You are a perfect piece of perfection from the creator, okay? That's what I believe. Those are my beliefs. And we're so worried about this 1% of the population hurting feelings. But what about the feelings of me? What about the feelings of biological women? Where are the biological women in this world that do we just not count? Do you discount all of us and what we feel about this entire Equality Act? It doesn't matter what we feel? Doesn't matter what my little girls feel. I've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old little girl. Their feelings don't matter. Do they not matter? Because you guys, liberals, hey, progressives, leftists out there, you guys are all about feelings. It's all about feelings, right? So tell me, do my feelings not matter? Does my little girl's feelings, biological little girl, do her feelings not matter? My other little girl, do they not matter? Tell me, I want to know, because it seems to me that we only care about 1% of the population's feelings. But me, a biological woman, I have feelings too. I have feelings too, and I completely disagree with this. Do my feelings not matter? So, as I said, it's gonna get darker. It's gonna get a little bit darker. And when I pray about this, like I know that. Like I know it's gonna get darker. It's gonna get darker. It's gonna get a little bit more like, oh my gosh. Because we're not there yet. We're not there yet. My mom, who's an incredible prayer warrior, awesome woman of faith, and she kind of shared, I'm part of a whole women's group that we get together and we pray. And these women are like, I want to get to their level. Like, you know, and I think that every person, you need to have somebody in your walk of faith pulling you up, and you need to be pulling others up, okay? It should always be like this. Like, you're pulling people up and they're pulling you up. These women are pulling me up all the time. Like, challenging me to go deeper in God, challenging my faith, challenging me to stretch farther and just stand and see God move. And I've watched him move in an incredible way in my life. There's stories I could tell. Maybe I will. Maybe at some point I'll just write it all down. Tell my story. But she said something that really hit me. She said, we need to hit critical mass. And I'm like, critical mass? Like, isn't that like some kind of science? What are you talking about, Mom? And critical mass in the science world is basically when the smallest amount of matter is needed is reached to sustain a reaction. So you reach a point where suddenly they're there, and it has to build and build and build. You get just enough, right? Where else did I write it down? It's a size or a number or amount large enough to produce a result. So you have to reach to a place where you get a result. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And how can I tell? How can I tell that we're not there yet? We're not there yet because we've got woke Christian pastors trying to be passive to the left, right? We've got woke Christian pastors that are not preaching the word of God. They've completely left out the word, the mention of sin, that we've all fallen short, that we need redemption, that we need a savior, that they don't even talk about that stuff. We're not at critical mass yet because the people that voted for Biden are still like, yeah. Once they start being like, maybe I made a mistake. Yeah. When we start to have leaders in the Christian church that push people to vote for Biden, once they start saying, hey, I made the wrong call, then we're getting to that point. We're not there yet. We're not. And I don't know what it's going to take, guys. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if it's going to be further job loss, a pastor having his biological daughter, something happens to her in a locker room by a biological man, and then he has to come forward, he says something, and it sparks a chain reaction. I don't know. Is it going to take pastors and priests having to go underground because they're not allowed to preach the truth from the pulpit? I don't know. Is it going to take a full-on war in the Middle East? Okay, are we going to have more death and bloodshed over in the Middle East in order for us to reach the critical mass? But at some point, I'm telling you, at some point, we will reach it. We will reach it. I will get a phone call from people that have argued with me on politics, that hate what I do, that will say, I was wrong. I see it. I see it. I see it. I see it. And we're not there yet. And you can tell. You can tell. You all of you guys on here, you're still arguing with people online that are like, nah, 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 that they can't see it. They're blind. They're deceived. And you know what happened? You know what happened? It comes back to a spirit of offense. They got offended by Donald Trump. Donald Trump said something that offended them, right? And instead of going to the Word of God and saying, "Well, what's the Word of God say?" They went to their feelings and they got offended and they took on a spirit of offense. And once the spirit of offense gets inside of you, you become deceived. You can't see it. No one can make you see it. You can't see it. You have taken on a spirit of offense. And until you get set free from that, till you get delivered from that, you will be walking in blindness. You will be walking in blindness. You have to go to this. You have to go to this and say, what does this say? Huh? This says thou shalt not murder. A baby in the womb is a life. We should not be taking life. You start to look at this and you start to weigh it against what you're seeing and how you voted. And when that starts happening, then we're going to reach critical mass and then we'll see change. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. So I wish I could say we were, because it'd be a lot more fun, but we're not. So my encouragement to you is I keep coming back to this. Get involved locally. Have a say locally, because right now it's like, I can't, what do I do? How do I, you know, oh my gosh, there's this whole panic. And get your house in order, okay? I know too many people that are out preaching and doing this and doing that, and their house is in disarray. Their marriage is broken. Their kids are out God knows where. Get your house in order, okay? And then start to take back ground that the enemy has stolen. Start to connect with your neighbors. Start to connect with your community. Start to connect with your town and with your city. And eventually you start to take back ground. But the only way to take back ground is to know whose you are, to begin to walk in authority, to begin to walk into the power and the anointing that God has called you to not be silent in the midst of all of this crap going on, to be bold, to have a say, to be strong in the midst of adversity. And that's when you start to see change. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But you being aware of where we are, being aware that, hey, it's going to get a little bit darker. It's going to get a little bit darker. We haven't reached critical mass. Once we reach critical mass, we will see change, but we're not there yet. And so in the meantime, pray over your kids, love on your spouse, and get involved locally. There's things you can do locally to take back ground. So that's what I want to say. That's what I want to say. So with that, I'm so excited because I was able to get connected on both. Oh, Matt, he just said he didn't get my notification. Well, sometimes it notifies, sometimes it doesn't. But with, I didn't get a notification. I did not get one. So thanks, Facebook. I wrote Facebook the other day and they're like, no, you're not getting remonetized. They demonetized me completely. So if you want to support me, you can support me on Patreon. Facebook has taken everything away from me. But that's okay. Because what the enemy has meant for evil, God's going to turn it to good. And I'm going to get, you know, back sevenfold what's been stolen. So I'm standing in that. I'm believing for it. God's going to open doors. So that's it, guys. God bless you guys. I need a satire. So send me some ideas for a satire. Thinking of it. Usually it just hits me. I see somebody doing something and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to play that. So all right. What else? I'm just reading your comments now. I'll go back through and read it. It's going to get darker. Yes, it is. I know. But see, but just because it's dark doesn't mean that, and I don't want to sound cheesy. And I think I've probably said this like 10 times to you guys, but when it gets dark, that's when light shines brighter, right? Like if I was to turn on a flashlight right here, you wouldn't see it as much. But if I was to shut down all the lights and turn the flashlight on, then it's like, oh my gosh, there's the light. So sometimes it has to get dark in order to see the light. And these people that are walking around in deception, that are walking in offense, they can't see the light. They can't see it. And sometimes it has to get so dark in order for like that light to come on, for them to be like, oh my gosh, whoa, now I see it. And once you see it, Then it's all fun. Man, it's so fun. I absolutely love when I meet people that have said, they remember when they saw it. They remember when it was like, oh my gosh, it all connected. They saw the whole game. They saw it all. And it's like, oh, once you're there, You're there. There's no going back. There's no going back. Once you see that the communist, socialist, globalist agenda being perpetrated through our media and the leftist and the Democrat Party, once you see it, welcome. Because you can never go back. It's like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? So I love those moments. All right, you guys. I do have, yes, somebody said, do you have a Telegram? I do. Let's see here. I haven't really like made an announcement that I have a Telegram because I haven't really posted anything there. I just got one because I wasn't sure what to do with it. So where am I? Where is my Telegram? Here I am. Conservative Mama. And I posted my video, if you guys see that. That's all I have right now. But I have 2 subscribers because I have not announced it. I should, because that way I can communicate with you guys if they shut me down everywhere. I have a Conservative Mama Telegram. Let's start telling people. It's got my little profile with me holding Eva on my hip. She's now much larger. She doesn't let me hold her as much. So I hate when that happens. Anyways, yeah, that will hopefully, can you see that? Okay. All right. Okay. Now I'm just, okay. It's just annoying. Just go away. Like, why am I to what? Not you go away. Me go away. I'm done listening to myself talk. Okay. All right, you guys. God bless. We will be talking again soon. Yeah, especially if there's more things to follow up on, I'll be on here. All right, you guys, have a great week. Bye. Mm-hmm.